Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, a crush Wednesday. Good evening, Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Cordell Woodland will be in here at noon as I will be recording along with Ken Wyman, Joe LaCroix, pregame show for tomorrow. And then I'll be back at 1, and then Vinny's leaving. At 1, and Cordell's going to be here. We'll get his thoughts on the Ravens and the Orioles and everything going on with them, and Maryland getting their Heinies handed to them last night and everything else going on in the world of sports. So stick around for that. Nolan, he's never leaving. He's just doing Nolan stuff.
He locked me up in the cage at night. Feed me scraps.
And I still haven't, speaking of that, told you the perfect plate for Thanksgiving, which I will do around 1:45.
A lot of starch in there, I'm guessing.
A lot of starch. Yeah. I even eat the plate. That's how hungry I get during things. But anyway, week 12 of the NFL season ended on Monday night, and let's do what we do every Wednesday, talk about our heroes of the week. There goes
my hero. Vinny and Haney's offensive hero of the week.
All right, let me go with someone on the New England Patriots here. I'm looking at tight end Hunter Henry. Pretty big acquisition for them a few years back, but really this season, not quite the top guy in that offense. You know, Stephon Diggs commands a lot of targets, but there's been a lot of instances this year of Henry going with maybe just one or two receptions in a game or one or two targets in a game. Well, he busted out this past week against Cincinnati. 115 yards, that's a season high. 10 targets, excuse me, hauled in 7 of them, and he found the end zone for the 5th time this year. So he's pacing to be better than he was last year, but you might not think it when you look at the stats.
Mine is George Pickens, Dallas, 9 catches, 146, touchdown, long of 43. And the amazing thing is 9 catches on 9 targets. So, I mean, you talk about, being perfect. They were, and they were down 21-0, come back to win. Pickens, contract, I mean, he is playing. He's making himself a lot of money, or he's going to be franchised.
And how about Dak just kind of allocating the target share? I know Lamb missed a few weeks, CeeDee Lamb. Yeah. But still finding a way to get them both involved in the offense in a big way. And Javonte Williams can run the ball a little bit.
Yeah. And Ferguson at tight end.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Caleb Williams, Chicago Bear. I mean, go Matt Stafford with his 3 TDs because that'd be, Davante Adams had a couple, et cetera, et cetera. You know, some of the... Jahmyr Gibbs, he's probably going to win player of the week, but we like to branch out of the norm. Caleb Williams, 19 of 35, 239 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yes, he did lose a fumble in the end zone as TJ Watt got him. But a 104.3 quarterback rating. 2 of those touchdowns were DJ Moore for Maryland Terrapin. And the Chicago Bears, all of a sudden, 8-3, first place in their division. They have not lost since the Ravens beat him a month or so ago. Are they looking overly impressive in winning these games? Not really. DeAndre Swift hasn't really done much. He's been banged up. That Benung guy, running back from Rutgers, he's helping the cause. But Caleb Williams, who took a lot of heat last year because Jane Daniels was one of the golden boys of the NFL. Daniels unfortunately banged up, and that Drake Mays fringe MVP guy. Yeah. But let's give Caleb Williams a little love for quarterbacking a first-place team
here. And we're going to find out Friday, Bob, you know, about Chicago going to Philly. You know, that's going to be an interesting game. Who plays pretty good defense, mostly.
Nolan McGraw, let's get to that defense.
Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
Vinny and Haney's Defensive Hero of the Week.
Well, I'm taking you back almost a week at this point, but Thursday Night Football kicking off Week 12. The Bills going down. What am I looking at here?
Yeah, Houston beat them.
Yeah. Houston with the win there. Kalen Bullock. Now, I could have went a couple different directions here at the defense. Will Anderson had the 2.5 sacks in that game, part of 8 on Josh Allen.
Daniel Hunter had 2, if I'm not mistaken.
But I'm going to go with the guy that hauled in both of Josh Allen's interceptions in that game, Kalen Bullock.
And was responsible for 3. I think he had 2 picks and recovered a fumble. It was something crazy. He was on point, Nolan, to your point.
I'm going Myles Garrett, who had 5 tackles, 3 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, 6 quarterback hits. He's got 18 sacks right now. They play at home against San Francisco. I think he's going to break the record. Does he do it before Christmas? I think, what's the record, 22 or 22 and a half?
22 and a half.
Yeah. So, you know, he's been getting 3 or 4 a game. That's how crazy he's been.
I'm going to stay in Cleveland with my defensive player of the week, or hero, I should say, Malik Collins. Mm-hmm. Sidekick there with the Browns. He had 3 tackles, 2.5 sacks. So as the Raiders are a dreadful team, Cleveland's defense traveling. Usually they're really good at home, not so much on the road. But coming out here, Malik Collins, let's give you a little love for my defensive hero of the week. Nolan, rookies.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan McGraw.
Well, in an effort to try to find a new rookie every week, we're going to start scraping the bottom of the barrel at some point. And I don't know when I'm going to get another chance to pick this guy, but we're staying in Cleveland. Dylan Sampson, running back. Now, I'm giving him credit here, even though he wasn't great on the ground, just 23 rushing yards on 7 carries. That's not exciting at all. But he did haul in Shedeur Sanders' first career touchdown pass, and he did most of the legwork there, literally, catching a screen pass, taking it to the house. So credit to him.
I am going Shedeur Sanders. Cleveland Browns, 11 out of 20, 209, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 1 sack, 87.3 quarterback rating, but he won. And he had 3 plays over 30 yards or 35 yards that were the longest plays in Cleveland offense this year. So congrats to Shedeur. And we'll see. He's got the Niners at home. And it looks like Sunday, Bob, in Cleveland, rain, snow, and wind. High of 38.
Smooching a lot of Cleveland rear end, are we?
Yes, we are.
Heroes of the week. Mine's going to be the Loopster. Tyler Loop for the Baltimore Ravens. 3 for 3 field goals. I mean, he hasn't kicked a 62-yard monster kick. He hasn't kicked a game-winning field goal yet. 2 for 2 for extra points there. But the Ravens scored 23 points. He was responsible for 11 of them.
Yeah.
So let's give the Loopster a little love here as our heroes of the week for week 12 are revealed. We'll get to it next week for week 13. When we come back, it's the Whip Around. Yeah, well, Gonzaga got a lot of heroes shooting a basketball against Buzz Williams Turtles. We'll get into that, and we'll also talk about the other sports news of your Tuesday night into Wednesday. In said whip, Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals' defense. They're bad statistically. Vinny's going to explain why as he watches them on film. And then we'll do our picks for this week, college and pro. Maryland's at Michigan State. Navy's got a huge game coming up against Memphis.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well,
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Top of the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Last night in Vegas, around 9:30-ish tip-off, Terps taking on number 12, Gonzaga. College basketball, Maryland coming off that, a win against UNLV. Gutted it out. Found a way to get it done coming from behind a couple of times. They fell behind early against Gonzaga and never really got themselves into the game. And if you missed it, here's TNT. Some of the low lights.
They've quieted down here last couple of minutes, down to 4 seconds. This is Venters. Step back three. Splash! Creating his own shot.
True TV, I should say, as Gonzaga was lighting it up from beyond the arc. That was Venters at the end of the first half, and the buzzer put them up by 15. Closest Maryland got was 9 near the end of the first half. It was never really a game. Terps shoot 36% from the floor, 24% from beyond the arc, 18 turnovers, got out-rebounded by 10, 39-29. Buzz Williams was telling us last week that's been a problem for him. They'll get Solomon Washington back eventually. He suited up a couple of nights ago, didn't play against UNLV, didn't play last night against the Zags. Alabama tonight at midnight in the Players Era Tournament. Alabama's already won at Illinois, won at St. John's. Gonzaga beat them by 10 a couple of nights ago. They have the toughest strength of schedule so far in this early portion of the college basketball season. 13.5-point favorites. They shoot a ton of threes. High volume offense. They pound it inside. So it could be another long night for Buzz and his crew. And keep in mind, it's for everybody involved in the tournament. 3 straight games. Not even the NCAA tournament. Conference tournaments are like this. Mm-hmm. But the NCAA tournament, you get that day between. So Maryland up against it coming up tonight in Las Vegas against the Crimson Tide, ranked 8th in the country coming in too this week. Maryland football, we'll do our picks here in a few minutes. They're at Detroit taking on Michigan State. Terps are 4-7, Michigan State 3-8. Michigan State 3.5-point favorites. We already know the situation. Mike Locks, he's coming back. Maryland, a team that looked like had so much promise.
Yes.
Over a month or so ago, 4-0, up 20-0 over Washington. Now just trying to salvage something to close out the season.
It's crazy how it turned, because they were playing so well on both sides of the ball, especially defensively. They were kicking butt, getting turnovers all the time. And then the Washington game, and Bob, we mentioned it before. They would have been playing Indiana with College Game Day here, both of them ranked and undefeated.
Well, they still had Nebraska in between, but they would have beat Washington. they're ranked that week at home, probably favored.
Yes.
Against Nebraska, a game they wound up losing late. And then the floodgates opened, and here they are taking on Michigan State. And the Spartans are favored in this game at Ford Field. I'm guessing the fan enthusiasm is going to be rather tepid. 7 o'clock kickoff, too.
And I imagine there won't be a lot. There will be a lot of people disguised as empty seats, Bob.
By the way, in college football tomorrow, Navy is at Memphis. Navy has a chance maybe to sneak into the playoffs. Those rankings came out last night as Tulane still gets that 12th seed. But you never know. I mean, Memphis lost to UAB on the road. Navy started undefeated. Then they got spanked by North Texas.
Yeah.
And then Notre Dame blew them out. National television. So we'll see what the midshipmen have going on here. High-powered offense there. But that's Thanksgiving night, which is tomorrow. Oh, real quick, college basketball. Back to the men. Towson beat Liberty as we were on the air when it was happening. 72-69. They play San Diego coming up at noon. Terry's Chocolate Tournament. We'll keep you up to date on that score as it starts on ESPN2. So if you're looking for a lot of college basketball fun to watch on the tube, Loyola beat Washington College 101-51. Drexel beat Morgan 71-66. And Coppin, however, they got a win over Ryder. So congratulations to the Eagles. Jim Mora leaving UConn for Colorado State college football.
Yeah, and I've worked with Jim. Jim's a really good football coach, and he's got a ton of experience, and he did a phenomenal job. I mean, because Connecticut was what? UConn 1-10?
Travis Jones played in a lot of losing games.
Yes, and Jim turned that program around, made him 9-3 with no money.
Back-to-back
yeah,
years?
With no money. Now he's going to Colorado State, and they want to put money into the program. Dion, you better watch out for old Jim Mora.
North Texas coach, speaking of them, Eric Morris is going to take over in Oklahoma State, where they totally fell off a cliff this year.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, Okie State was always about Boone Pickens is their money guy, oil guy from Texas. I don't know if Boone is still alive or what, but that's kind of where they always got their money. Is Okie State a great job? No, but they can win 8-9, you know.
Oh, Gundy had them, and they get to the top 10. But when they, like Kiffin throughout his career, you get to that elite matchup. They always lost said game, and you know, 10-2, 9-3. I mean, Maryland fans would take that in a friggin' heartbeat, wouldn't they?
Bob, you know who was the coach? Jimmy Johnson was coach there.
Yeah, and then went to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
NBA. The NBA Cup, as a matter of fact. The Wizards. Where'd this come from? They beat the Hawks last night, 132-113. CJ McCollum, 46 points.
Wow.
5 boards, 4 assists. As the Wizards break a 14-game losing streak against Atlanta. Cam Whitmore, he had a steal and a block in his minutes there. Bob Carrington, 10 points, 6 assists. So the Baltimore guys not getting a lot of run with the Washington Wizards here at this early stage. And back to college football real quick. We're bouncing around. I know I apologize. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia, Texas Tech, top 5.
In the unchanged.
Latest playoff rankings, but BYU could get Texas Tech. Miami's in, but are they really? And same with Tulane and the American.
Bob, you know what was crazy was I was listening to Heather Dinich this morning, and she was talking about how, like, Notre Dame could get bounced, you know, if, like, say, Michigan beat, or no, BYU gets in. If there's two teams from the Big 12 get in, Notre Dame could get bounced.
Yeah, because Texas Tech beat BYU handily a couple weeks back, but they could rematch in the conference championship game, and there you go. When we come back, Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati Bengals. Their defense, they're statistically rated poorly. They've earned these rankings. He's going to explain why, and then we'll do our picks at 11:45. Then I'm out of here for an hour. Cordell's going to be in, Cordell Woodland. He's going to have news from the Nets buy or sell. AJ Gersh, Fox 45, more Ravens film. I'll be back in one. Just listen. You'll see what's going on.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of glass, hear from him. Couple of minutes as we get to our picks. And yesterday, Vinny, you did the Ravens film, the offense, and things aren't kind.
No.
To the Ravens, especially on the offensive line. No explosive plays in the last few weeks. Also did the stats. Talked about Cincinnati's defense. Statistically poor in a lot of categories. Now let's explain a little bit more in depth Bengals film defense.
Just to review for a second. Their total defense is 32nd, against the pass 32nd, against the rush 31st, and points allowed 32nd.
All right.
So that's what we're talking about. Now, when you look at the film, they cannot rush the passer with four guys. Their leading sack guy is Joseph Asai with three sacks. Miles Murphy has 2.5. Chris Jenkins, 1.5. B.J. Hill, defensive tackle, 2. So they don't get to the quarterback. So that Ronnie Stanley should have no problem. Now, the others, I can't answer for them right now, you know, because I, who know, you know, because I'm talking about an offensive line that we keep criticizing, give D's and F's to, you know, so they shouldn't. And Falele shouldn't have a problem, Bob, because there's nobody with quickness. And he's going to line up against big, you know, either Hill or Slayton. And they're bigger bodies, and that's what he does fine with. Rosengarten just struggles with power, you know. And Miles Murphy, could he cause him some problems? Possibly. But when you look at them, like I said, they cannot get there with four guys. They don't have an elite pass rusher, somebody, you know, that, oh, we got to chip that guy. They don't have that. You know, Hendrickson was that guy, but they don't have it. Now, stopping the run, those front four. Now, T.J. Slayton, number 98, I think he's terrible. I just think that he gets high and he gets pushed around and thrown around, you know, and I think they do a poor job, you know, stopping the run. Those guys do. So what do they do to stop that? They bring their safeties down. They bring Battle and they bring Geno Stone down. They're their two leading tacklers, Stone and Battle. They got 82 tackles and 80 tackles between the two of them. Before you get to their linebackers. And they're both their inside linebackers, Demetrius Knight and Barrett Carter. They're both rookies, second and fourth rounders this year. So those guys both have 78 tackles. And they're more athletic is what they are. They're more athletic. So the key to the Ravens is comboing up to those guys. Because if they combo up to them, they'll be fine. Because they're not big. They're athletic guys. So get your hands on them. Just just get there. That's the thing. You know, should they be able to run it? Yes. But I think, Bob, they're going to bring the safeties down. And that's why they're the leading tacklers of the team with 82 and 80 tackles, because they're down around the line of scrimmage. And that's where Geno Stone should be and Battle should be, because they don't run well. In the back end, that's one of their biggest problems. That's why they're 32nd ranked in the pass, because their two safeties don't run well. But Stone does have two interceptions. He got a pick six last week. Battle has three interceptions. The corners. Now, Dax Hill, I liked him out of Michigan in 23. He was a
Justice's first, brother, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He was first round pick, but he was the guy that he was for Michigan. He was like Kyle Hamilton is for the Ravens. That's the spot that he played. He didn't play corner, and they got him playing corner. Now, Dax Hill, Bob, is one of their leading tacklers with 68 tackles, and he has one pick. So what does that mean? It can mean two things. They're throwing the hell out of, they're throwing it at him all the time. So he's got to tackle the receiver. Or he's coming up and making a lot of plays in the run, or he's blitzing, you know, a lot. So their corners, DJ Turner and Dax Hill, you know, and DJ Ivy is their nickel. You know, am I scared about any of them? No. You know, it's why they're ranked 32nd against the pass. Can they Ravens get open against them? Yes. Can they, you know, I'm hoping that they're going to blitz and play man coverage. And I'm hoping Bateman's back, you know, so they have their, you know, they have everybody there. And tight end wise, you know, covering linebackers, two rookies covering linebackers. I think, you know, we have a good chance to take advantage of that. Plus the middle of the field. I think we'll have be able to take advantage of that. So there's plenty of opportunities to go against that defense.
Nolan's hero of the week, tight end for New England, was running all over them last week. Hunter
exactly.
Henry.
So, I mean, Bob, can they run it on them? Yes. Can they throw it on them? Yes. What are the Bengals going to do? Because that's their group of dudes. They're going to rotate D linemen in there. They're not great against the run. They're going to blitz. They're going to take chances on defense, and the Ravens got a chance to have some big plays, Bob. And it's all going to come down to the Ravens' O-line. Can they hold up against average, at best, pass rushers?
So the Cincinnati defense appropriately rated because they've earned this designation. Could we see, you know, Ravens' O-line, you just mentioned it, you know, might not be embarrassed like they've been. If you're Todd Monken, for instance, how do you incorporate Keaton Mitchell and Derrick Henry? And if Lamar's still neutralized because of injuries here?
Well, if they're bringing a blitz, Bob, I'm getting screened. I'm getting the ball quick to these guys. And if they're blitzing and doing those types of things, Bob, and you pop one, you want to see a 40 or 50-yard run by Derrick Henry, you got a chance. Because if there's no safeties. There's not going to be any safeties back there, you know. And then I see that big stiff arm coming, knocking a corner down. But I think they're going to be bringing their safeties. And I think Dax Hill is a guy that'll be blitzing a lot, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, we'll do our picks, college and pro, for this one, week 14 for college football. It's insane. I know I belabor the point. I mean, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. I'm putting my tree up this weekend. Nolan, and then we got week 13 in the National Football League. Winter meetings starting in baseball in a couple of weeks. We got all of that to get into. College hoops for a couple of weeks in. So it's wild, wacky stuff. But we'll do our picks because booze is on the line. Beer for me and Nolan. Vinny with the vino. I'm kind of out there. I'm others receiving votes. We'll do our picks. That Cordell's it for me. That I'm recording with Ken Wyman. That I'm back today. Just listen to the show. Follow along with everybody else.
Vinny and Haney's football pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney 105.7 The Fan here on this pre-Thanksgiving Wednesday. Woman Crush Wednesday. Got plenty to do. Cordell Woodland will be in here at noon. Doing a great job because he's the man, as I'm going to be recording, getting you ready for Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the tailgate show brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Right now, Nolan, enough of the chit-chat. Let's get to the task at hand. Let's do our picks for Week 14 College, Week 13 National Football League. Full slate of games. No buys in the NFL this week.
Yeah, a lot of ground to make up for Bob. He's 19 back, but I'm not in the lead anymore. Vinny regained control. Oh. That was last week. I'm just a game behind, so we're probably going back and forth here the rest of the way. Starting in college this week, Georgia versus Georgia Tech. It is, what, rivalry week in college. Georgia favored by 13.5 here on the road. I got to roll with them. Bulldogs have looked pretty good as of late.
Yeah, Georgia's looked good, and Georgia Tech got the crap beat out of them last week by Pitt, which was shocking to me.
At home.
Yeah, because I picked Georgia Tech, so I'm taking Georgia.
Yeah, let's go with the Bulldogs handling business here.
Maryland versus Michigan State. Can the Terps salvage a win? The odds makers say no. Michigan State favored by 3.5 here. I buried the Terps a long time ago. I can't change now. Go with the Spartans.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, I thought they were going to beat Rutgers, and they got blown out. So, Michigan State.
I'm going out on my turtle shell. Turtles.
Texas A&M versus Texas. A&M favored by 2.5 on the road. I'll go with the favorite here, A&M.
I'm going, it's at Texas. I'm going to take Texas. I mean, Arch has played better. What is he, four straight games of over 300 yards passing? A&M struggled. What, they were down 31-3?
South Carolina.
Yeah.
So the douchebag cop ran into those
Texas
guys.
Is still in the hunt for the playoff. If they win, I take the Longhorns.
What A&M? They're close, man. They're about to get there. So they're and Texas. They won this kind of game all year long.
The only one
when they level
they beat
up.
Oklahoma.
Okay, but they were the number one team preseason.
Yeah. And they had supposedly the best defense in the country, and their defense stinks.
Yeah, that was a oops.
Navy versus Memphis. We don't get many chances to pick Navy games, but here's one. Memphis favored by 4.5 at home. Unfortunately, I got to do it. I got to go with Memphis.
Yeah, I'm going with Memphis also in this one.
I'm going with Roger Staubach and the Midshipmen. They have a chance to get into the playoffs in this American Conference. I mean, Memphis lost to UAB. I'm a Maryland fan. They've lost 7 in a row, but I'm going Navy, baby. Let's make it happen.
And UAB had... What, their offensive
lineman? They had just Cundiff Dilfer.
UAB player stabbed two of his own teammates.
I don't think it happened during the game, but I hear what you're saying.
Ohio State versus Michigan here. Big-time rivalry. Ohio State favored by 9.5 on the road. Now, I could be wrong here, but this is actually a closer spread than when these teams met last year. Big upset for Michigan at the time, although Ohio State would go on to win it all. I think the Buckeyes handled their business here, finished the regular season strong.
I mean, Ryan Day has to win. He has to win. I mean, this is... I can see Wink really leveling up his defense at Michigan, but I'm going to take Ohio State, but it would not shock me if Michigan won. But that rookie quarterback, I don't know at Michigan.
I'm down 19.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Wolverines there. I don't know if their third-string running back is going to rush for 100 yards, three touchdowns like he getting against Maryland. But Underwood looked okay.
Yeah.
But Sayin's been a dude. But, yeah, let's go Michigan just because.
More from the Big Ten, Oregon versus Washington. The Ducks favored by 6.5 on the road. They keep climbing. I don't know how much more room they can maybe overlap someone else in the standings. They're pretty high up there, but I'll go with the Ducks.
That's a tough place to play. I've been there a few times at Washington, right on the lake or whatever it is there. Oregon has to win. So Oregon's going to be desperate. I'm going to say Oregon.
Yeah, they're in now, but they lose this. They're out.
Right.
It would not
shock me if Washington beat them.
Yeah, but again, Maryland was up 20-0 against Washington late in the third quarter, and their season has never recovered since they blew that lead. Ducks, quack, quack.
Last college game, Vanderbilt versus Tennessee. 3.5 in favor of Tennessee here, the home team. I got to pick an upset at some point. This is my spot, although Vanderbilt, their big wins this year have usually been at home. Yeah. But something tells me, something in my gut. Maybe I'm just hungry for tomorrow, but something right now tells me Vandy.
Yeah, if it was at Vandy, I'd take Vandy, like Nolan just said, because they like carrying those goalposts down to the river at home. So I'm going to take Tennessee at home.
Yeah, I'm going with the Volunteers to handle their business at home against the Commanders. Next!
In the NFL, 3 Thanksgiving games tomorrow. Save Ravens for last, though. But Green Bay taking on Detroit. Lions favored by 3 at home. But I got to tell you, I'm going with Green Bay here. Ooh. Lions just not convincing. They can't, as elite of an offense as they are, as good of a team as they are, they just can't put teams away, or they have to find themselves scrambling late against inferior competition to steal it like last week.
I like Detroit at home. I mean, the Packers beat the crap out of them in the opener at Green Bay. I think they split. I think Detroit wins this one.
And to Nolan's point, Detroit's defense, for all of the tools that they have, they get shredded from time to time. Is Green Bay an offense that can shred them, however? But I'm with Nolan. Let's go Packers.
How about Kansas City at Dallas? Big time matchup here. A lot of people think this is going to be close, entertaining battle. The spread is 3.5 in favor of Kansas City. I'm taking the Chiefs, and it would not surprise me if they blow this thing wide open.
Whoa, I'm going Cowboys. I think Cowboys receivers with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, and they can run it too. Dak's playing great, and their defense is getting better each week. I mean, they've got 5 new starters in there since the trade deadline.
Yeah, I'm going Cowboys. And look, I know Kareem Hunt had over 100 yards, but he rushed it 47 times or something to get that. Dallas looks like a team that has turned the corner. They're starting to feel all of the hype that they normally get. Let's go Cowboys.
Over to Friday, Chicago traveling to face Philadelphia. The Eagles favored by 7 here. Boy, they were a mess against the Cowboys. It finally bottomed out on them, finally caught up to them. But I think they get that bounce back here, especially being at home.
Yeah, I can't pick Chicago in this one. I got to take Philly. Even with all the issues they got on offense and all the infighting and all the bitching that they don't like the OC, I think Philly wins.
I'm going to go with the Bears because I'm down by 19, but I'm trying to rationalize a little bit too. Montez Sweat, you go up against that offensive line, and they're not running the ball all that
and
great.
And Lane Johnson's out too.
Yeah, I'm going. Let's go Bears. Come on.
All right, 49ers traveling to face the Browns. 4.5 in favor of San Francisco here. I'm going to go with them. I don't feel great about it because San Francisco, I just don't really know how to judge them right now. They're very injured. They got Brock Purdy back, but he stunk last week.
Yeah.
But reluctantly, I will go with San Francisco.
I'm going Cleveland. It's going to be a short week. It's going to be rainy, snowy, and cold on Saturday. And that defense, 49ers defense stinks. Cleveland's defense, awesome. At home, really awesome. So I'm taking the Brownies.
I'm going to go with San Francisco. McCaffrey has another monster game.
Jaguars taking on the Titans. I almost did it. I almost picked the Titans here, maybe blinded by my disdain for Jacksonville football, but I can't bring myself to do it. I'll go with the Jags.
Yeah, I'm taking Jacksonville, too.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Texans taking on the Colts. 4.5 in favor of Indy here at home. They'll get that bounce back after the loss to Kansas City.
Indy 6-0 at home. Jonathan Taylor runs very well at home. Danny Dimes plays better at home. Indy.
Yeah, Houston has a great defense.
Yes.
And they're going to make it competitive, but Indianapolis will win.
Let's rename this next one the Bob Haney Bowl.
Yeah.
Two teams that he has just been annoyed by, to say the least, this year. Mostly Miami. They're hosting the Saints, who burned them last week. But 6 is the spread in favor of the Dolphins here. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
New Orleans got a new kicker, Cade York. I don't know that that's much of an improvement. New Orleans had a much better chance to get Atlanta if their kicker would have made field goals. And, Bob, they had a lot of protests, I guess, about Justin Tucker.
They did?
Yeah, hate mail and stuff, so that could have played into it. But I'm taking the Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins have won 3 and 4, I think, 3 out of 4. I think Waller practiced this week. Go Miami.
Falcons traveling to take on the Jets. 2.5 is the spread in favor of Atlanta here, but I'm going to go with the Jets. I don't know why. I mean, Atlanta, like last week, they were just good enough to win, but I just, it's not sustainable. And as bad as the Jets are, I don't know. I feel like they get their breakthrough here.
I'm going to take Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta's still got a shot at the division, you know, as bad as they've been. They're Jekyll and Hyde. I don't know what team shows up. I'm just hoping the good team shows up. And the Atlanta defensive coaches were all with Saleh at the Jets. So they're going to want to take care of the Jets. I'm going Falcons.
At the end of the day, Bijan Robinson will be the difference. Go Atlanta.
Cardinals traveling to take on the Buccaneers. Bucs favored by 3.5 here. Baker Mayfield's status still uncertain for now, although it seems like He's got a pretty decent shot to play this Sunday. I'm taking the upset with the Cardinals, though. Buccaneers have just, Baker or not, they are not the same team they were earlier this year when they actually looked like maybe a fringe Super Bowl contender. Give me Cardinals.
If you're right, Nolan, and Atlanta wins, I mean, Atlanta would be a game out of first place. I'm going to take Tampa at home.
Hmm. Godwin's back. I still can't run
Irvin
the ball.
Back?
He's practiced this week. I mean, it is Wednesday. It feels like Friday.
Right, yeah,
so we'll
see.
I'm going to go Tampa.
Let's see here. Rams taking on the Panthers. The Rams are their de facto number one team in the NFL, but 10.5 in favor of them over the Panthers have played well at home this year. Even still, I'll go with the Rams, but maybe I'd take Carolina to cover.
Well, didn't they lose their last home game? I mean,
to New Orleans.
Yes. So I'm taking the Rams.
Bring out the puffy pants, L.A. all day.
Vikings and Seahawks here, an even larger spread, 11.5 in favor of Seattle at home. Vikings are in free fall right now. So much for number nine. Give me Seattle.
Yeah, Vikings have no quarterback. Seattle.
Seahawks.
Bills and Steelers here. Buffalo desperate for a win. They're favored on the road by 3.5. Give me another upset. Give me Pittsburgh at home here. Buffalo, I just can't trust them right now.
Yeah, can't trust Pittsburgh either. I'm going to pick Buffalo because I want them to win.
Yeah, and the Bills are signing every old receiver in the National Football League, but Pittsburgh's offense stinks. So does Buffalo's D. Yeah, I'll go Bills.
Here's an easy one, at least I think. Raiders traveling to take on the Chargers. It is a division matchup, but the Chargers favored by 8.5. I'm going with the Bolts.
Yeah, and Chargers after a bye. I'm wondering if Hampton is back yet, which will help their run game. But, you know, their offensive line is their issue, too, just like the Ravens.
Yeah, Hampton's window is open. Whether or not that means he plays remain to be seen. Raiders in disarray. I'm going with the L.A. Chargers.
And then Sunday Night Football, couldn't flex this thing out of here. I don't know why, but Broncos traveling to take on the Commanders. Denver favored by 6.5. Don't even have to think about it. Denver.
Yeah, I'm right there. I wish they would have put the Houston Indy game Sunday night, not this one. Yeah, Denver eats them up.
Yeah, Denver.
And lastly here, but not least, Ravens hosting the Bengals tomorrow night. 7 is the spread in favor of Baltimore. That offense needs that breakout game or get back on the right track game. No better defense to do it against than Cincinnati. My final score, Ravens win 31-20. Give a little credit to Joe Burrow and his return. Ja'Marr Chase always torches the Ravens. So maybe it's close early, the Ravens pull away, or the Ravens are up big, but get a couple garbage time touchdowns. Either way, I just covered pretty much every scenario there, I guess. Either they win or they don't. I don't know what to tell you. Or they tie. But 31-20.
I'm kind of in agreement with Nolan. I mean, I got another looper field goal on top of my score. I got 34-20. I just think the Ravens get right, you know, running the ball and stuff. So I'm taking the Ravens.
Break out the hair gel, Joe Burrow. They're going to lose, but it's going to be 28-24. He's going to make the Ravens sweat like he tends to do from time to time in both chases. Yeah. Brown and Ja'Marr are going to make Zach Orr's life a little interesting
Let's pick Monday game because Bob will be gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good call. Giants traveling to take on New England.
New England.
Yeah, they're going to have the spread.
Let's go New England. That's going to do it for me for now. I'm going to record game day. Cordell's going to be in with Vinny. Then I'll be back at 1, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's Vinny and Haney. It's Woman Crush Wednesday here on The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.